Georgia voters kept their senator last night. Democrat Raphael Warnock defeated Republican Herschel Walker. Now, when you think about this race, think 51-49. 51% to 49% is roughly the vote in that runoff election.
And 51 to 49 will now be the divide in the Senate. Democrats will control one more seat than they did before the midterm elections. This is a blow to Donald Trump's Republican Party. Walker is the latest of many Trump-endorsed candidates to lose a high-profile race.
The former president also lost in court yesterday, or at least his company did. A New York jury found the Trump Organization guilty of schemes to avoid paying taxes. NPR's Andrea Bernstein has been covering this trial. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
Was there any doubt about this verdict?
There was. So last summer, Trump's former chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, pleaded guilty to 15 felonies for this persistent pattern of fraud. But the question was the Trump Corporation legally liable? What the jury had to decide was whether Weisselberg committed his crimes, quote, in behalf of the company. All through the trial, Trump's lawyers argued that Weisselberg did it for Weisselberg. They kept repeating that. After a day and a half of deliberation yesterday afternoon, the jury sent out a note. It had reached a verdict. The forewoman stood up. The judge's clerk asked, "What say you?" And there it was. Guilty of scheme to defraud, guilty of conspiracy, guilty of criminal tax fraud in the first degree, guilty of falsifying business records, 17 counts in all.
Okay, falsify business records. That's the heart of this. What does that mean in this case, though?
This was a long-running scheme to pay high-level employees not only paychecks, but also with untaxed items like Mercedes-Benzes and high-end electronics. Donald Trump personally signed a lease for Weisselberg's luxury apartment, but the company's rent payments were hidden from the IRS. Donald Trump also personally signed checks for Weisselberg's grandchildren's private school tuition, which were then, quote, backed out of Weisselberg's paycheck. That saved Weisselberg tax payments, and it saved the company. This scheme of the Trump company lying and cheating the government lasted through 2018, when Trump himself oversaw the U.S. Treasury.
Okay, so this continued for a while. The former president is connected to it, but it's a conviction for the company. What are the consequences for the company?
The fine could be up to $1.6 million, although Trump's lawyers say they will appeal. Trump personally was not charged, and no one other than Weisselberg is going to jail as part of his plea. The Trump company could have business consequences, but the effect of this conviction is more what it says about Trump. His eponymous company committed crimes. Nothing like that has happened in American history. Trump issued a statement yesterday that showed he was watching the case closely, and he said, "New York is a hard place to be Trump," with the word Trump in quotes.
And I suppose his legal troubles are not really over.
The Manhattan DA says he's still investigating Trump for other crimes. Meanwhile, the New York Attorney General has charged Trump in a civil case. That's for another long-running fraud scheme, this one about overvaluing or undervaluing assets to, again, cheat tax authorities. The New York AG is asking for $250 million and for Donald, Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric Trump to be barred from doing business in New York State.
NPR's Andrea Bernstein, thanks.
Thank you.